The World Trade Organization has given Washington's largest trading partners the go-ahead to hit the U.S. with trade sanctions that could top $100 million a year. The WTO is targeting a U.S. law called the Byrd Amendment. The European Union, Canada, Japan, and other countries say that law rewards U.S. companies for lodging complaints against foreign competitors. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
U.S. companies can turn to the government for help if they believe foreign competitors are dumping, grabbing market share by selling products below the cost of production. The U.S. can retaliate with tariffs. The World Trade Organization's okay with that, but the U.S. goes one step further. Under the Byrd Amendment, the government distributes the tariff money to the companies that did the complaining. Last year, the WTO ruled that it can't do that. The Bush administration asked lawmakers to repeal the Byrd Amendment. Today, it did so again. Christopher Padilla is a spokesman for the U.S. Trade Representative.
We believe we need to comply with our WTO obligations, even when we don't agree necessarily with a panel's decision. And we're going to work with Congress to do that in a way that supports American workers and jobs.
But lawmakers like the Byrd Amendment. It has distributed some $700 million to U.S. companies since it took effect in 2000. Michigan Democrat Sander Levin says struggling industries need all the help they can get.
They're the ones who've been hurt. It's the companies and their workers that are hurt by dumping. And there's nothing within the WTO agreement that says a country cannot decide to dispense the monies to those who are injured.
Levin and many other lawmakers say the WTO has overstepped its authority.
They should not be telling us what we do with the monies that we have collected as a result of the dumping of products by other countries.
But the WTO agreed with the EU, Canada, Japan, and several other nations that payments to U.S. companies are an unfair subsidy. These countries had asked for sanctions equal to the amount of money turned over to U.S. corporations, but WTO arbitrators set the figure lower. The WTO didn't agree with the complaining countries that turning tariff money over to injured American companies creates incentives for those companies to lodge complaints. Again, the USTR's Chris Padilla.
It is our view that the economic impact on our trading partners of what we do with those duties once collected is fairly negligible, and indeed the arbitrators, I think, agreed that the claims of foreign countries were pretty grossly exaggerated.
Padilla says there's another reason for optimism as well.
It's important to remember that this is a decision that authorizes countries to take action. It does not necessarily mean that they will do so.
And, in fact, EU Trade Commissioner Pascal Lamy told reporters today that the EU hasn't decided whether to impose the sanctions or not. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.